brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acolablue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Reading from Wikipedia, General Hamid Ghul served as Director General of Pakistan's Inner Service Intelligence, ISI, during 87-89, mainly in the time when Benazir Bhutto was Prime Minister of Pakistan. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of the Mujahideen in the Afghan War, 79-89, a pivotal time during the Cold War, and it goes on. And we have him online with us. We, of course, yesterday played the CNN TV interview he did that was heavily edited. This is live and is not edited. Going back to him in Pakistan, we've tried three different lines. This is the best one we have. We apologize. Our audio is not loud to him, is not very audible. And obviously his audio back to us is very, very broken up. But we nevertheless have him joining us, and we're very thankful. Sir, continuing on the CNN program, at least what they edited you to say. You talked about 9/11, the evidence being that 9/11 was an inside job, and the attacks in Bombay, now Mumbai, of a few weeks ago, that the evidence was it was an inside job. Can you go over the evidence that you believe that these are false flag events, sir, and why these false flag events are being staged?
Are you talking about 9/11?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have my own reasons. You know, Rod Norland was the senior reporter here. I think he was based in Islamabad at that time. And he came to me immediately after 9/11. And his version that I put out It was given to the Newsweek, and unfortunately it was blocked. But it appeared on the internet, on the website of the Newsweek, and you can see it. I think it is dated 16th or 17th of September 2001. And in that I had said the same thing, and I still maintain that that's my position. I have following reasons for it. A, that 9/11 took place on the American soil. Not a single person has been caught inside America. Even though for doing such a job, I think a huge amount of logistic support is required in the area where such operation is carried out. Secondly, the air traffic control, when they saw that four aircraft were changing direction, going from east coast to west coast where they were headed, they started traveling in different directions. And it is quite amazing that for a very long period of time, the air traffic control did not report this, nor did the U.S. Air Force act in time. If one were to calculate from the first flight when it took off from Logan till the first aircraft, and the solitary aircraft that took off was an F-16, which took off from Langley, which is CIA's headquarters, instead of one of the operational bases. So many of them are available in that area. And then a single aircraft never takes off, because we have been told that whenever the aircraft scrambled, they scrambled in twos. And the time that it took was enormous. It was 112 minutes. So 112 minutes is a very long time in which to act. Was the U.S. Air Force sleeping? And if it was sleeping, which heads were rolled? Second, it was a huge intelligence failure, and no heads have been rolled. Nobody has been taken to task. Not a single person has resigned for this. Thirdly, the air traffic control should have been rehashed. They should have been turned inside out, but nothing of the sort happened. And finally, how come this is a coincidence that four transponders did not work, and it is not possible? The direction is changed and it is not noted. Secondly, the U.S. Air Force has the ability, because in the past, whenever a plane has been hijacked, the record is that within 7 minutes, the U.S. Aircraft has been on the wing of the hijacked aircraft. In this case, it did not happen. The U.S. alert system is so high and it is so sophisticated that if a missile was to take off from Moscow and was to head towards New York, it takes about 18 minutes. And the U.S. Air Force and the missile system is supposed to intercept it within 9 minutes. That means on the Atlantic or on the Pacific, it must stop that missile from coming in. The system is in place, but it did not work, and nobody tried to question this. Lastly, no inquiry has so far been held formally into the incident, and the whole world has been turned upside down. So many people have been killed. American economy is going into a meltdown, and everything has gone wrong with the world, and yet no formal inquiry has been ordered by the U.S. government. So I really don't know. There are so many questions which hang in the balance. And then to top it all, they say that Atta Muhammad, who took training on a light aircraft in Miami for six months, he could have maneuvered a jumbo 757 from a height where it was traveling. The height was 9,000, and it came within seconds to a height of 1,000 and then went straight into its target. Now, this is not possible for a person who has been trained on a light aircraft to be able to do this.
Yes, sir.
Then there's no mention of the second aircraft. So there are a number of things which remain unanswered.
Yes, sir.
Whenever the journalists come and visit me here and I ask them these questions, that why haven't you taken the answers about this? They say that patriotic act comes in the way and we are not supposed to ask such questions.
General, we are talking to General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani ISI during the key period fighting the Russians. He was also, before he was the head of ISI, one of the chiefs, according to our media, running operations against the Russians, and, of course, working with the United States closely, as well as the Saudi Arabians and the British. And if that's incorrect, correct me. General Gul, what are the motives? We have PNAC with Dick Cheney saying they need a Pearl Harbor event. We have 44,000 U.S. troops massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the days before 9/11. We have Bush on September 10th, Newsweek reported, ordering the launch of attacks the next week. We have, of course, the buildings being blown up with explosives and all of the witnesses to that. Now the government admits that Building 7 did fall in free fall, was not hit by a plane. Specifically, sir, motives. Why would the military-industrial complex controlling the United States, why would they stage a 9/11 attack?
Well, I think after the Cold War, when the Reaganomics, it was known as, the inflation was very high and the domestic issues had to be addressed. But Bill Clinton's two tenures, they really amassed a lot of money. American economy went booming and he left a lot of money. And the hard-boiled cold warriors, when they came in, they found that the situation was ready. They had money and they had resources. And they looked upon now the conquest of the world for which there was an opportunity window. The Muslim world was lying prostrate. Russia was not still picking up from its fallen position. China was not ready yet. And therefore, they looked upon it as an opportunity to go and do the following. And in this, I'm a soldier, and I know that there has to be a single aim. But they mixed up the aims, and they have botched up everything. First, they said that they would go into such strategic areas where there was no U.S. presence before, and such as the Western Asia and South Asia, where there was no American physical presence and they wanted it there. They had to keep the Chinese off from getting into the Middle East. They had to lay their hands on the energy tap of the world, which presently lies in the Middle East, but in future it will be in Central Asia. And so Afghanistan is the gateway to Central Asia. And finally, to suppress any resistance, particularly which could threaten the state of Israel. Now, that is where they, instead of pursuing the American objective, they started pursuing the Israeli objective, and that is where they went wrong. You have to pick up a single aim. This is the first principle of war, and I don't know why the generals and the politicians of America, they could be so naive and so ignorant that they started mixing aims. And they went into this war without wisdom, without particular preparation, and without the American support behind them. Because if they had gone to vote and asked for support from the American people, they would have never given this support. So they had to create a pretext, and this was the pretext that they created.
General, we're going to break in a moment and come back with a final segment. Perhaps I can get you to stay a little bit longer because I want you to be able to speak unedited to the American people and the people of the world. I want to shift gears into Mumbai, what happened in India. Clearly the evidence of even the Indian intelligence chief, as you know, was saying that the Indian government was staging terror attacks on the train. An army captain was caught doing that and arrested. The chief of anti-terror was threatened. He was killed that day when it started in Mumbai. Now they have caught a anti-terror police officer giving cell phones to the supposed terrorists that they're saying came from Pakistan. We know the West is deeply in bed with some of the blocks of the former Mujahideen. Can you speak to that? General?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you properly, but can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. When we come back, we will speak to what happened in India. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Good. Why they are staging terror attacks there, the evidence of false flag inside job in India. So when we return after this quick break with the former head of Pakistani intelligence, General Hamid Gul, joining us from Pakistan. I am coming to you from Austin, Texas, hence the phone troubles. We'll work on those, sir, during the break. We will be right back. My websites, of course, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. www.thefreedomfighters.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with this exclusive interview.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
.net.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
We are back live. It is December 9th, 2008. General Hamid Ghul, one of the most famous members of and commanders of Pakistani intelligence, who worked in with the United States in the whole operation against the Russians, was the commander of those operations, is our guest with us graciously until 40 after. General, not wasting any more time, I listed earlier the fact that Indian intelligence captains in the Army have been caught in India staging bombings. That's Indian news, that Indian intelligence and police have been caught giving cell phones to the supposed shooters. The police stood down, and only the anti-terror commanders that had said that India was staging terror, they were killed in the initiation of the attacks in Mumbai. That's some of the evidence of Mumbai being an inside job. Namely, why do you believe Mumbai is a staged event 2 weeks ago, A, and B, what is the motive?
Well, the motive is very simple, that Americans want India to come on board with them in their war against terror, especially when they've run out of troops in Afghanistan. The NATO allies are pulling out. They are dragging their feet. They're not prepared to fight there. But they want to make it an Indian cause, and they want nearly 150,000 troops in Afghanistan. That is one reason where there is an American motive. There is an Israel motive, which is similar, that the Americans should not pull out of Afghanistan just because they are short of troops, so they must have more troops there. Because if they go away without denuclearizing Pakistan, State of Israel will remain in under perpetual danger. So they have an innate fear that Americans may lose heart and pull out of this region. They are already going out of Iraq. And if they were to go out of Afghanistan as well, this will be an unfinished agenda, and that Israel would be at the losing end. So the neocons and the Zionists, they together want to hatch a conspiracy so that Obama gets trapped into a situation where for next 4 years he'll keep on sorting out this imbroglio. As far as the ability is concerned, which is the other element, can you imagine that people traveling from Karachi in two rickety boats, they can travel all the way to Bombay and then go into action immediately and fight a battle for 72 hours, and there are just 10 of them, and in each group there were two. This is impossible. They were carrying so much of munitions with them, and that munition lasted. They were fighting virtually the crack troops of the Indian Army for so long. And you know that in Narima House, the five Jewish hostages, they were killed by the Indian commandos. They were not killed by these people. So why would the Indian commandos kill them? And Israelis suppressed this information. It initially came out in one of the Indian Israeli dailies, but then it was suppressed. So if you go by the record of the Indian accusations against Pakistan, in the past, in year 2001, on December 13, there was an attack on the Indian Lok Sabha, and they blamed Pakistan and Lashkar-e-Taiba for it, but it turned out that these were Indian Kashmiris themselves. And because India is committing so much of atrocities in Kashmir, therefore there is a good reason for them that they would carry out something like that. Then they again, in 2006, there was this Samjhata Express case in which 68 passengers, mostly Pakistanis, were killed. And this train was stopped at an obscure railway station in Haryana, and then doors were locked and the train was set on fire. And again, this was claimed that it was Pakistani Lashkar-e-Taiba, and that they had done it because they wanted to derail the peace process. But now Colonel Prohit, Srikant Prohit, has been caught in it, and there are other Indian officers who are his accomplices, and he has a big network. They took the RDX from Deolali depot, which is a military depot. So one can say that there is a deep penetration of the militant Hindus in military and intelligence organization in India. So in this case, why would they not do that? Because they want to again derail this process. And when Obama says that he will mediate on Kashmir, and there is a Kashmiri political movement picking up momentum, and in this situation, he said that he would send Bill Clinton as the mediator. Obviously, the militants in India do not want this to happen, and they had to preempt it. So Pakistan doesn't gain. The Pakistani ISI doesn't gain anything from it. The net beneficiary is either the militant Hindus.
Stay there, sir. We have to break. We have to break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Chelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Chelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Chelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Chelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's chelarex.com today.
Org today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a rare interview, extremely enlightening. We're talking to the former head of Pakistani intelligence, the ISI. I want to thank Paul Watson, who we've got on the line, who's going to pop in with a question or two. I want to thank Simon over in the UK for getting us this number. And I want to thank Aaron for staying up late last night to get the producing job done to get this interview right here on the GCN radio network. General, continuing with motive, I have the headline here. Pakistan asserts hoax war call was real. Press minister fingers India High Commission as source of reports that threatening cell call was fake. As you know, this is in most of the major Pakistani papers. The government has the caller ID and the phone records. But the threatening call saying that India was going to attack within minutes of the terrorist attacks beginning in Mumbai a few weeks ago, this provocative call within minutes saying India was going to attack Pakistan, attempting to get Pakistan, I guess, to move troops to the border and have a conflict. And the media is saying that a possible war between the two thermal nuclear powers was narrowly averted. Can you speak to that?
Yes, indeed. I think the Americans and the Indians both have been very responsible about it, because Condoleezza Rice's statement in America, in India, when she went and visited Delhi, they were very threatening towards Pakistan, and it was sort of a dictation that you have to satisfy India. Now, this is amazing that Pakistan had to satisfy India. On what score? Indians have still to come out with the evidence. And as far as this one man that they have caught, who knows that this is not a bogey and that this man was loitering around somewhere. There are lots of Pakistanis who cross the border illegally or legally, and he could have been picked up, and he's become the front man for singing all those stories. So one doesn't really know. It's too early to start threatening war against Pakistan, because Pakistan is a nuclear country, and if they brandish their power, conventional power, then I can assure you that as a soldier I will say that a conventional war, limited war within the nuclear environment is not possible in the subcontinent. And if it comes to exchange of nuclear weapons, then this becomes a third world war. China cannot stay out. Russia will not stay out. Russia is already showing its belligerence towards America and Europe. And China, of course, is a very major economic power. They are a nuclear power. And if this thing happens in their backyard, they will not accept it. So this is a very dangerous situation. I think it's playing with the fire. So the whole thing is could get out of hand. It is, again, as I told you, that the part of the unfinished agenda that neocons had in their mind, and they think that now Obama will carry it out, even though the Americans want a change. But let's look at what change means. Obama has not very clearly enunciated what change would be, but one can assume that change means focusing on the domestic issues. There is an economic meltdown. The car industry is going sick, and many other things are happening inside America, the social welfare and the Medicare, etc. So in all these things, there is a need for the new administration to focus entirely on the domestic issues.
Well, General.
And for that, it will have to disengage externally.
General, as you know, in the last 3 months before Obama was even elected, he said Pakistan and Afghanistan would be his main focus. The strikes inside Pakistan, it's clear that his change means what Zbigniew Brzezinski wants, shifting what the RAND Corporation has said they want, shifting the war out of the Middle East into Central Asia. So I believe the change is going to be these provocations. Look at the neocons with Israeli and NATO-backed forces launching the sneak attack on the Russian-held South Ossetia on 888. So it appears that they are trying to launch a major, larger-than-a-theater war. As the RAND Corporation said a month ago, they want a major new war.
Yes, indeed, you are right, because this is an old theory, which is geostrategic theory, put out first by Mackinder and then by Mahan, who was an admiral in the U.S. Navy, that this is the rim land. You have to first control the rim land in Asia before you can strike in the heartland of Asia. So this heartland, rim land thing, I think it fits into the story. It fits into the picture that if they have a conflict in the rimland and they can control it, and then it becomes so much easier to go and penetrate into the heartland. But this is really asking too much at a stage when America is not in a very healthy economic condition. So I think this is a brinkmanship of the highest order. And if they enlarge the area of conflict in this war against terrorism, and if they prolong the period of conflict, then America will definitely lose.
General.
Because I know that when you are fighting the irregular fighters, when area of conflict is enlarged, let's say it's extended into the tribal areas of Pakistan, or it is pushed into Kashmir as well, so that China can be monitored and watched quite easily, then the area will become larger, and the U.S. simply does not have the troops. And there is not a moral cause strong enough for the American people to be mobilized behind it.
So that's why they stage.
This is sheer madness to be thinking of such things at this time.
So that's why they need proxies like India to destabilize the region for the encirclement of Russia and, of course, China blocking those pipelines. Now, sir, in the time we've got left, You worked with the United States and Saudi Arabia with Israel, or at least Pakistan did, fighting the Russian invasion. Of course, if these reports are incorrect, correct me, but you were one of the main commanders helping the Mujahideen. Then you were the head of Pakistani intelligence right at the time that you finally had the victory against the Russians. It is reported here that Al-Qaeda was founded by the new Secretary of Defense Gates and Zbigniew Brzezinski, that they were the Wahhabist fighting corps, and that they are now being used to try to bring down the Pakistani government and to stage attacks inside India. So can you speak with your particular expertise to that, and then also the fact that they're trying to now list you as a terrorist, and then thirdly, did you ever meet Osama bin Laden? Is Osama bin Laden dead many years ago of kidney failure, as Benazir Bhutto said?
Well, I was actually in charge of operations against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and the Americans were providing the logistic support. And Saudis were sharing one half of the budget for this war. And it was a cheap war because in all those 10 years that we were fighting the Russians, we spent not more than $5 billion out of the American exchequer. So it was a very cheap war for the Americans to have defeated the Russians and rid the whole of the West of this red menace that they used to call. So at that time, Osama bin Laden and his colleague, they were admired and they were romanticized by the CIA operators. I had never met him then. I had nothing to do with him because I was only busy training the Afghans. We had to win a war. We had a task on our hand. It was a very big task. And we were so occupied with the training only the Afghans. No other national was trained by the ISI. I can vouch on that. Not a single person, not even a Pakistani, was trained by that. Osama bin Laden was, I had never met him, but these people used to come and talk glowingly about him. I met Osama bin Laden after my retirement from the army in 1993, December in Khartoum, and then again in year 1994, November, I was invited by Hassan bin Turabi to an international conference, and during that conference, Osama invited us to a banquet, and it was all in an open place, and where there were many other people present. He struck to me as a very normal human being, not a bloodthirsty animal that is being presented by the CIA now. At that time, no conversation between him and me took place. I don't know whether he's living or dead, but so far, Ayman al-Zawahiri has been representing him in various interviews of Osama that have been put out. So one doesn't really know, but the last interview, which was a voice interview, in that the CIA and the other U.S. intelligence agencies authenticated that it was Osama's voice. So one doesn't really know whether he's living or dead.
Well, sir.
But even if he's not living, he's now a symbol. Al-Qaeda is a franchise. Whoever created that, and for whatever reason they created, I think it wasn't there until 1996 when he was lodged in Khartoum. Later on, he was invited by Burhanuddin Rabbani, who is now part of the Northern Alliance in Kabul. And he came over and he set up his headquarters in a place called Tora Bora near Jalalabad. But that's where one started hearing of Al-Qaeda and the activities of Osama bin Laden.
General.
And also of the fact that his commander was responsible for bringing the Black Hawk down, the famous operation in Mogadishu, where an American aircraft was brought down by a stinger, which had probably been supplied in Afghanistan to Afghan Mujahideen.
Okay, General. General, I need to, in the time we have left here, because we've only got a few minutes left with you here, maybe 5 minutes and we're going to break, and I don't want to keep you any longer. We can perhaps have you back up in the future. Specifically, though, we know his CIA control name was Tim Osman. We know he was the bag man for a lot of the Saudi money and the Israeli money going in. I know that was compartmentalized and separate from Pakistani intelligence, from what I've read from different perspectives and U.S. intelligence. So I believe you there. My whole point here is that clearly Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, didn't carry out the attacks of 9/11 as you yourself have said, and Bin Laden in his first interview said that he didn't do it. Then they produced these computer morphed videos and fake audios that have been checked, and the Intel Center, headed up by Rumsfeld's former lieutenant, the private group, was caught putting the same video layer in with the original video, so it's been proven that they're creating these fake videos.
Yes, there is no doubt about it, that this video, which was put out in November by George Bush and said this was Osama bin Laden, he was a high cheekbone, like the Mongoloid features, he wasn't as tall as Osama bin Laden was, and one could clearly make out that this was doctored, this had been created on purpose just to justify the attack on Afghanistan. I think there are many things which are going wrong or being done on behest of the government by the CIA, which are not correct. The CIA used to be good when they were working with us, but I don't know what happened thereafter. Well, I think it is their overarching ambition, or it is their fear that America would lose its clout. Whatever the reason, or it is perhaps the Israeli fear that they are surrounded by a sea of hostile enemies who could, if the Americans don't now, at this point in time, they don't deliver a fatal blow to all their enemies, then Israel, who have a short shelf life, otherwise also because it is an artificial state, that they would probably not exist, or they would have...
General. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, the 15th day of December, 2008. We'll be here for the next 3 hours and 14 minutes, and we have a lot of very informative guests coming up and joining us today. I apologize for the fact that I'm about 45 minutes late getting on air. My guys have done a great job building the radio/TV studio, but because Minnesota is 1,000 miles away, and we're hooked into satellites and our own internet backup. The backup system itself, because we have three different backup systems, this didn't happen in all the tests the last 2 weeks. It happened right before I went live today. And this always happens, even with big mainline networks and folks. They do months of testing beforehand because they know the devil is in the details. So no big deal. I didn't think I'd be back in this studio that we were going to dismantle this afternoon. I thought Friday would be my last show here. I'm kind of missing it. When you've been in a studio for 3.5 years, you come to love it. It becomes like your little nest. You're very, very comfortable in it. And so I was, getting ready to do my show out of the new studio, but was happy to do it because it's really nice. And we had some problems with that. We did the Maiden TV transmission for an hour and 50 minutes. Last Friday, that was very successful, and I should be back in the studio tomorrow and doing the PrisonPlanet.tv fourth hour from there tomorrow. And again, this is all part of the growing process. It's also the way the poor man does it. I couldn't afford to do what we're doing if I used big mainline companies and contractors and people like that. And then even then, you have a lot of problems doing all of this on the cheaps here in an attempt to upgrade what we're doing. But think about it, streaming video, streaming audio, feeding satellites, feeding radio networks with a new system. We're doing some things at the Genesis Network and then on my own end down here that other people, most people haven't been doing, or others are just now starting to attempt to do. It really is the cutting edge of the new media. Who do we have for you today on the show? We have talked to the Marine Corps officer out in 29 Palms. They did tell the local media that they were going to be out with the police at DWI checkpoints assisting them. Then they told local media, once there was pressure last week on local radio and TV, that they were just going to be aiding people, and they didn't know if it was illegal, but that they weren't sure whether they were going to be out at all the DWI checkpoints, the regular Marine Corps. Well, we talked to the Marine Corps this morning, and they said, well, we'll come on your show tomorrow. That's the soonest they'll be on. And they said, we know who you are, because I had Aaron say, and it's not a lie, but it's technical so that they don't get scared off from the show. He said, this is 5:90 a.m. And he said, I know who you are. This is Aaron, and you work with Kurt Nimmo and Alex Jones. And I don't know. I mean, every Marine we run into who's an officer knows who I am, it seems. You know, they had the Marines out brainwashing children Friday here in Austin in full battle gear with their weapons. We show up, and a listener does, and they walk up with the phone. And the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, Alex Jones, here, I'll talk to him." So they're fully aware over the years. I've been to so many of their urban warfare training events that I guess I'm somewhat of a folk creature. And I'm sure that everything I've done has been exaggerated and twisted many times over. So that's interesting. We do have a local radio talk show host, Gary Denault, joining us from KCDZ-FM, the local FM talk station. He'll be joining us. He's talked to the Marines as well. We have people on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com stories about this saying it's not true, or saying they want proof this is going on. Obama has announced, the military has announced, Bush announced, you're going to see regular Army and Marines on the streets. Okay, this is part of the takeover that's going on. We also have John Watkins, Enough Respect Director, coming on, and Dr. Russell Blaylock, and a lot more key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Just a broadcast note, Congressman Ron Paul will be on for the first 30 minutes, the start of the show Wednesday, to talk about the banker hijacking of the entire economy, Obama's declaration that he will declare CO2 a toxic waste. That is the complete takeover of the economy and neo-serfdom, feudalism, and a lot more. He's also on the inside track in Congress. What is the big surprise coming up on the 21st or 22nd? now only a month away in January. So that is coming up Wednesday. That would be the 17th. This is the 15th. It is Monday. We are live. You heard some excerpts from the interview with General Hamid Ghul. By the way, did you know the Times of India, Israeli newspapers, European newspapers, scores of newspapers, you can type his name into Google News, picked up that interview last week, and unanimously, none of them gave credit to the radio show. Even the World Socialist website picked it up, and they said he gave a radio interview, he gave a media interview on Tuesday, and then said all the amazing things that he reported here. And look, it's not that I even care about getting the credit, other than the fact that that brings us new listeners. It's that in normal journalism, normal media, we will tell you where we heard something. If we're telling you the Marines are announcing that starting on the 12th, now 3 days ago, they're with police at checkpoints in San Bernardino County, off base, off of 29 Palms, running checkpoints with the police, you know, we have multiple sources on that. And we plug the news blog, we plug the local news talk station that reported it, and we have the news talk station host joining us coming up in about 35 minutes because we want to give you the source. I mean, the Times of India is one of the biggest newspapers in the world. Why would it not give the source and just say Hamid Ghul said this? So they're breaking with just the basic journalistic standards of not even sourcing because they don't want to give attention to this radio show that continues to make headlines worldwide. Speaking of censorship and the establishment trying to bury the growth curve of this radio broadcast and the work we do at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today, and Paul Watson's doing a big article on it that'll be up by tonight, announcing the two-tiered internet, where they're going to basically shut down the old web and force you onto the new, quote, high-speed web, but where the search engine rankings are controlled, Google decides what goes up, and alternative websites are basically shut down, and you won't be able to get to alternative websites. So it's a partitioning of the web. They grow, develop the web, get everybody on it, and then just basically incrementally shut down the old web. That is now in the Wall Street Journal today, what we told you 4 years ago, when we really started first reporting, I guess 5 years ago, on Internet 2, this consortium of private corporations, governments, and foundations, as well as universities, they announced that it's to shut off the alternative media. They announced it is to kill free speech. They announced it is to suppress radicals, as they've said. And that's what the mainstream media has to do because the newspapers, the television, all of it is imploding. All of it is falling apart and has lost all credibility. Let me tell you something, guys. Too little, too late. People know you're a pack of spinning, twisting liars, and they're aware of your activities. So too little, too late. Cat's out of the bag, and we are going to invade the new Internet, too, as well. We're going to boycott people attempting to bring it in. We are going to fight it. Okay, news blitz when we get back for the next 30 minutes. Big stack of important news here that we're going to be covering when we get back in just 70 seconds after the break. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, there's 2 days left to be guaranteed that you get your UPS package of books and videos from Infowars.com shopping cart before Christmas. So get your orders in now and spread the truth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.